Minute Zone, episode 12. Love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. This is Dr. Keela, and welcome to the Empowerment Zone. This is episode number 12. Oh my Becky. Can you believe it? Just seemed like it was only yesterday when I said, welcome to episode 5, and now I'm saying episode 12. See, I told you, you didn't want to believe Dr. Keela. But she told you, she will be consistent when it comes to podcasts because it's all about a mic in front of you. It's not about getting all dolled up and fixing your hair and getting a nice outfit and having the background and the lighting and the camera for YouTube videos. When it comes to podcast episodes, it's all about a good mic and it's all about putting the voices together and editing, minor editing, by the way, and upload. Boom, done, finito. And I am so happy to finally have a podcast where I can actually show you all that when I like something, yeah, I stick to it. Mm-hmm, that's it. Anywho, we have a wonderful show in store for you. I have an interview / testimony from one of my ex-clients, but don't think of it as a bad ex. This is a good ex because a lot of times when a client comes to me for a particular health issue, my goal is to take care of it and set them free. Now, I have to admit, I get attached to these ladies and sometimes men. I get a couple of men to come in every now and then. But most of my clientele consists of women. And when they have their health issue reversed or eliminated, there's no need for them to come to me. And so I set them free like a bird. Yes. And they come back and say hello, or they refer someone, or they just want to check in, or sometimes they come up with a new situation or a new health challenge that they need help with. Then they come back to me. Otherwise, they just soar up in the heavens. And I just love that. But this is one of my good clients from the past who, oh my gosh, you're going to love this interview because it's going to shed a little light on what type of naturopathic doctor I really am. And like I said, I'm going to stop using naturopathic doctor now that the medical institution has a school for naturopathic physicians. Yeah, I'm going to just start referring to myself as holistic doctor and master herbalist because I don't want to be associated with anything dealing with the medical profession at all. Not close. So, anywho, this is going to be the last episode I will do about fibroids because I don't want anyone to think that the Empowerment Zone is only focused on fibroid tumors. I am only doing these two episodes because the episode last week was about fibroids. I did the Ask Dr. Keela as well as the vocal. I think it was just consisting of the verbal questions in relation to fibroid tumors as well as written questions. And this time I have a testimony / interview and then I'm done. No more fibroid questions, no more fibroid episodes or information. That's going to strictly stay on HealingPowerHour.com website. So the Empowerment Zone is about empowerment. Now, I will talk about things that will empower you in relations to fibroid tumors, but consider this the last episode focusing strictly on fibroid tumors, okay? And I am going to go out with a bang. You just have no idea what's in store for you today. But let me tell you something, it's going to be a treat. So sit back, relax, go get some water. If you're running, keep it up. Come on, come on. Yay, yay. Come on, come on. Do it, do it. Keep it up. Only 5 more miles to go. The rest of you all lazy bums who are just sitting somewhere listening to me, go get some water and I'll be right back. So we don't have a disclaimer today, and I know you all are so disappointed. You're like, oh no, no disclaimer. Wah. Yeah. Anywho, I don't have to have a disclaimer today because I am not doing an Ask Dr. Akila segment today. I don't have the time because I have a wonderful, wonderful interview / testimony for you today. This is going to be very educational for you all because you're going to get an inside scoop or inside information on what happens when you don't follow my program. Now, I'm going to introduce to you Nicole Brown. Nicole is one of my favorite clients. I have a list of my favorites and she's on there, okay? And what is so unique about Nicole and I is that we had a rocky start. See, when she first came to see me, I gave her her program. I listened to everything that was going on with her. I heard her lifestyle. And I created a program based upon the most fastest results. And when she came to her follow-up, well, she didn't follow my program completely, and I let her go. I said, this is not going to work. I don't think I'm the right one for you, and I'm going to give you your money back and send you on your way. And she's not the only person I've done this to. I've done this to several women I started rejecting women probably back in 2006. That's because I think I began to change my mentality about the quality of clients I was getting. I was getting the type of clientele that wanted the quick fix. And I don't know who told you all that diseases and illnesses of any kind can be healed quickly. That's no such thing. There's no such thing because you didn't get it quickly, so how do you think you're going to heal it quickly? So I had to be straightforward and honest with these clients and say, look, I'm not the one for you. You're bringing the medical mentality to the holistic world. You think all it takes is just to pop a pill and that's it. I never gave that impression. Never gave that impression. And I know a lot of women were resentful about this, and I understand because you have to be emotionally healthy to really get a grasp that I am doing this because I love you and I do this because I respect you. If I didn't respect you, if I didn't love you, I would take your money, tell you things that you know, tell you what you want to hear, and really not give you a second thought after I hung up the phone or you walked out my office. I care. I actually sincerely care so much about the women and a few men who come and see me that if I am not the right fit, I will tell them, hey, I'm not the right one for you. And I don't want you all to think that just because we're in holistic healing or holistic remedies or holistic healers, that we are here for everyone. No. That is not true. Even before I became a naturopath, now I need to stop saying naturopath. I'm going to tell you right now, I need to stop saying that now that the medical field got their hands in this. I'm going to say as a holistic healer, as a holistic doctor, that before I became this, I was selective on certain healers I would go and see. And I just couldn't go to the ones who were so fluffy and hippie. I don't like those type of healers. So the ones who would like have all the Enigma music playing in the background and feathers and dream catchers all over the place. You know what I'm saying? And they wearing these old big clothes and they want to sage you down and give you some, use a sound bowl and say, let's go outside and hug a tree. And I'm like, dude, you just listen. Can you look in my eyes? Can you do my iridology? I'm not here for all of that. And so I like going to healers who were straightforward. They were straight with no chaser. They didn't put a chaser in my drink. It was like straight up. I'm going to tell you what you need to know straight up. And that's how I am. So with Nicole, I want you all to listen to this interview. And it's a testimony as well. And I want you to understand that there was a beautiful growth period with her when I released her. And I did it for her best interest. And you will see how it ended up being a blessing in the end. And when she came back, everything was taken care of the way it was supposed to be taken care of. Her fibroids have disappeared and it's been a year and she hasn't had them come back and she never will. So I'm not going to spoil it all for you. I just told you, I should have said spoiler alert, too late. I just told you the whole interview in a nutshell. But you want to listen to this. I just want to let you all know that I'm pretty laid back with my clients. I like to joke. If they have a funny sense of humor, oh my Becky, I will be funny with them. I will joke with them. So this is what I love about being in the holistic business. I don't have to keep up a facade of I'm the professional one. I can't joke with you. No. I can just act like this is just someone I have known all my life and just have a good time with them. And I do have a pretty easygoing relationship with many of my clients. So you're going to see how we interact with each other and find it very unique between a healer and a client. But I just want you to know I am like that. I'm pretty down to earth and I'm pretty laid back with my clients. So it's nothing so structured or extreme professionalism going on here. We joke with each other and I have a ball with them. But anyway, let me shut up. Be quiet, Dr. Akila. Shh. So we can hear the interview. Be quiet. Okay. Here we go with Nicole and myself. This is Dr. Akila, and I have a special guest in store for you today. This is Nicole Brown. She is one of my clients that I had, emphasis on the hat, because she's no longer with me, because she came, she got healed, and she got set free like a bird. So I just want to give you a brief synopsis. Well, let me just give you a brief background on Nicole and I. She came to me 3 years ago in reference to fibroid tumors. And the reason why I am so glad that she decided to do this interview is because she has a different relationship, which is not uncommon with some of the clients I have had. You'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Nicole. Nicole, how are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Akila. How are you?
I am fabulous.
It's so good to see you. Talk to you again.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you too. It's been a long time, but you always one of my favorite clients. And I...
Oh, really? I wasn't sure at the time.
I have my favorites and you're on that list. I just want to let you know. So,
yay.
Okay. So listen, Nicole, let's start from the beginning. So I want you to tell me, when did you learn that you had fibroids?
I learned I had fibroids it was a little over 3 years ago. I mean, my cramps were so bad that I had to take Advil extra strength. I was popping Tylenol, whatever I could for the cramps and the pain. And my periods were really, really heavy. Like, they were unbelievably heavy. So I decided to go to the doctor to see what was wrong. And That's when he told me that I had fibroids. Mm,
okay. All right. And did he tell you how many fibroids did you have?
Yeah, I had like four. Like two were in the cavity and the other two were like on the walls of my uterus. And it was the one was the large. It was so large, like the size of an orange.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I think if I'm not mistaken, that was the one that was inside the walls, which was the intramural. So what happened after your doctor told you about your fibroids?
Well, first he made it seem like I was dying. Oh, I mean, typical. He scared me by saying like, oh no, we have to schedule for you a hysterectomy soon. You know, I mean, it was crazy. Then he asked me if I was going to have any more kids. And then I told him, no, I didn't want any children. And he said, well, you know, if you're not going to have any more children, you know, well, we just need to schedule you a hysterectomy. But I knew I wasn't going to let him take my uterus. You know, he kept pressuring me, and I told him no. And then I left his office just feeling horrible, and I knew I wasn't coming back to him.
Good for you. Good for you. You know, and say, never let these doctors scare you into doing anything you don't want to do. And that's one of the things that they're very good at. They're very good fear mongering. They love to do the fear mongering technique on their patients, making them do stuff that they don't want to do. So I'm really proud of you, and I'm proud of any woman who don't fall for that. So don't let anyone scare you into giving up your uterus. So what happened after that?
Well, I started to search for a new doctor who specializes in like fibroids, and that's when I came across you. I Googled you.
Oh, cool.
I watched some of your videos, you know, and I read, you know, testimonies on your website. And then I remembered that you helped a friend of mine, because I remember my girlfriend talking about you, and my girlfriend was pregnant, and she said that you helped her get rid of her fibroids.
Really? Who was that? Women, don't say her last name. Just give me her first name. Who was that?
Kim.
Kim. Wait a minute. Is she the one with the squeaky voice?
No.
Oh. Wait. I know who you're talking about. She lives in Norcross. Married to that preacher from Africa.
Yeah.
Okay.
She talks about you all the time.
Oh, yeah. I remember Kim. I remember her so well. Tell her I say hi when you see her again.
I will. We talk about you a lot.
Okay, so you found me, read my testimonies, watched my videos. How long did it take you to schedule an appointment with me?
Well, I needed help like immediately. So I went to your website, and I think the next day I scheduled an appointment. Now, you was in Germany at the time.
Yeah.
So I had to schedule a phone consultation, which I was a little salty about because I was like, no, I need to see somebody now.
Okay, so I remember this. So this is, you had came to me for your first consultation on the phone. Mm-hmm. And I remember that your diet wasn't bad. You didn't eat, like, a lot of my clients who come and see me, they eat a lot of the beef and the pork and McDonald's. And, you didn't do any of that. You, as a matter of fact, you wasn't a caffeine addict, so I didn't have to convince you to stop drinking coffee. So that was fine. Everything about your diet and liquid intake, you love water. But I remember the problem I had with your lifestyle was you were staying up all hours of the night, and you love to get your drink on, okay? And you were in a current relationship that was toxic. And so I created a program for you to stop drinking, to go to bed before 12 midnight, and to leave your toxic relationship. I mean, come on, this guy was awful. I mean, he had 3 kids. He didn't provide any financial assistance for them. He went from job to job, always thinking the world was against him. He loved playing the victim. I mean, he lived part-time, if I'm not mistaken, with his sister and part-time with you. I mean, he was just, he just wasn't the one for you. So Nicole, what I did was create a program for you, and I sent it. So what do you think about the phone consultation we had?
Well, I mean, I liked it. You know, you're so down to earth and honest, you know, so it's like talking to one of my good girlfriends. So, you know, I hung up the phone feeling good that day. I was excited about getting on my program. You know, it was stuff that, you know, I was like, oh, okay, fine. It won't be that bad, whatever. So, I mean, I felt good about it.
So when you got my program the next day, what did you think?
Well, I mean, the herbs and the fibroid diet wasn't a big deal for me. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm used to fasting and stuff like that.
Okay.
But the whole going to bed before midnight was not about to happen. And not drinking like that. That's against my religion. I cannot be doing that. So that wasn't going to happen either. It's just, you know, I'm in a whole nother social world. You know, I'm in the entertainment industry. So those are just things that there was no midnight bedtime and there was no not drinking.
Okay. And your boyfriend, did you leave him?
Nah.
Why not?
Wait a minute now, Dr. Keela. It's always easy for somebody outside your relationship to judge your relationship.
True.
And tell you what you should be doing and shouldn't be doing because they ain't got your man and they're not in it with you and your boo. You know? And then, you know, nobody's going to be able to tell you something until you're ready.
Right.
You know, nobody can tell you anything about your relationship until you're ready to deal with what's going on in your relationship because, you know, girl, I was loving me some him. It was all good, you know?
Yeah. But Nicole, what was the first question I asked you after you shared with me the qualities of this guy?
In true Dr. Keela form, you said, why in the hell are you dating a boy instead of a man?
Now, did you feel some kind of ways about that? You know, I'm just saying, you know.
Because who the hell are you to be telling me who I should be dating? You know? I was like, you know what? Look, I don't know what this is to do with her time. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to need you to go ahead and heal me and quit fronting. And you don't worry about my man. I got all this. Me, I got all this.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happened. So, usually when a client comes to me and I do the consultation, I send them on a program that's either 2 to 3 months, on rare occasions, 4 months. And so with Nicole, it was just 3 months. And so we had a follow-up consultation. Follow-up consultations are very important because it's when I get to see what you're doing and what you're not doing. I want to see what progress you made. I want to see how things are coming along, what challenges you're having. And when Nicole, you know, I was very impressed that she was brutally honest because she said, no, I didn't stop drinking. And I went down from, what did you say, Nicole, 3 drinks to 1? Was that with 3 wine glasses?
Yeah, it was 3-1, like 3-1.5 for real. But it was 3-1. Yes. 3-1.
Right. So she went down from 3 to 2 to 1 glasses of wine. She didn't stop the drinking. And like she said, her social life as far as her income revolves around her being up way past midnight. And so when I heard about that, and then on top of that, she was still in a relationship, I was like, you know what? I'm not for you. I don't think you're ready. You need to come back when you're ready. I can't service you anymore. And so I refunded her her money back and just said, listen, come back to me when you're ready. So Nicole, I told you that you're not ready, refunded your money back, and told you to come back to me when you are truly ready. I'm sure you didn't. That didn't sit well with you, did it?
No, I was like, what? Hell, you can't do that. She's supposed to be helping me. What you mean? I'm not, you're, what?
Yeah, but see, that's when I told you, when I give your money back, I'm not obliged or obligated to help you.
Yep, I never heard a holistic doctor saying or doing nothing like that. I mean, truth be told, I didn't like it, you know? Yeah. And I was like, fine, I'm done with Dr. Keela. To hell with her. She ain't all that next. Dr. Keela, it's other naturopathic doctors out there somewhere. They got somebody else. Dang.
And see, ladies, this is why I'm so glad Nicole is doing this interview / testimony, because it's so important that you all understand that I am not for everyone. a lot of times women come to me with this, just tell me what herb to take mentality. They just want to pop a pill. They don't want to deal with the lifestyle. They don't want to deal with the emotional aspect of fibroids. And, you know, I am known to give money back and say, I'm not the one for you.
Yes, she is.
And you know what? There's some women out there who, and I know hate is a strong word, but they hate my guts because they feel like I abandoned them or rejected them. And it wasn't that. It was just that they weren't ready to do the work. And I don't believe that anyone should waste their money on me. Here's the thing. This is a service, not a money-making scheme. This is about providing you service. And if I feel that I am not the type of person I cannot provide you the service you're looking for, I will refund your money back. As long as you get your money back, I don't have to really help you. And this will give you time to process what I've been doing or attempting to do and to see if I'm the one for you or not. If I was meant to be in your life, you'll come back. If not, you won't. But I just want all the ladies out there to know, those who I have said, here's your money back, I'm not the one for you, understand it was nothing personal. It's just that we are not equally yoked as far as naturopathic doctor and client. And so I know this is strange to hear a holistic doctor say, you know what, this isn't working for me, here's your money back. Perhaps you should go see someone else. So I just want you to understand that I do that. I do that and I have done that. And it's just about your growth. If I'm not the one for you, it's not a ego thing. And I will humbly tell you I'm not the one for you and give you your money back. Okay. Okay. So Nicole, what happened after that? So you got your money back. You didn't like what I did. What happened next?
I mean, I stayed on the herbs you gave me, but when I went back to everything else, you know, I ate what I wanted to eat. I ate, I got my drink on, I went to my parties, my celebrations, my events, because that's what I do, you know. I'm even at home, you know, just to unwind, you know, it was back to business as usual, but I was still taking, you know, your little herbs, you know.
Okay, so did you think just taking the herbs and negating everything else was going to shrink your fibroids?
Well, my periods weren't as bad, nor were my cramps, so I figured that it would do the job in the long run.
So then what happened?
So a year later, periods got heavy again. Cramps came back like gangbusters. And the Advil stopped working, child. The Advil Tylenol combo was not working. So I went back to another doctor to get it checked out.
Uh-huh. Okay. And was this the same doctor who tried to scare you into getting the hysterectomy?
No. I went to a new doctor. This one is even crazier than the first one.
Oh, okay. Lord. Oh, my God.
After the ultrasound, he tried to give me a blood transfusion.
Oh, no!
A blood transfusion. Saying that my hemoglobins or whatever that was are low and that I need this blood transfusion now or my health was at risk. And I'm like, what? Man.
So more fear-mongering, right?
Each time. Like, I remember what you said about blood transfusions. So I said, hell no to that, you know. But he scheduled me a hysterectomy without my knowledge. Uh-huh. And I didn't find out until I got a call from the hospital trying to tell me to come in for a pre-op appointment.
What?
Yes. You know how you get a phone call from the hospital saying, you know, Miss Brown, you need to come in for a pre-op appointment in the morning. You're scheduled for in the morning at such and such a time. And I'm like, who is this and what are you talking about? You know, and they were like, well, Dr. So-and-so, you know, has you scheduled and, you know, you're supposed to be having a hysterectomy. And I'm like, uh-uh. No.
I know that's right.
You know, that's not what will be happening.
So what did you do after all that?
I kind of began to rethink some stuff about what you said. And, you know, my resentment towards you kind of started to fade.
Okay.
And, you know, and it was because I was in this bookstore and I saw this, like, this little Louise Hay book, the whole You Can Heal Your Life book.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
About how like your emotions, like your sicknesses or your diseases, is it tied to like your thought process and yeah, the things that's happening in your life. And I looked it up and I was just standing in the bookstore and I flipped it open. And it was like, you know, she talks about how the emotional causes of fibroids, you know, and it's like, you know, resentment or hurt or relationship being devalued or, you know, things like that. And so you know, I was like, well, maybe I judged Dr. Keela a little bit too harsh.
You think?
But all I'm saying is that Louise Hay had told me that fibroids, the probable cause is like nursing a hurt from a partner,
right,
to the female ego,
right,
you know, and I'm like, oh, right. So, you know, then female problems like denial of self and rejecting femininity and rejecting the principle of femininity. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. So, you know, I kind of started looking at that. And so it was interesting because doing another argument with my boyfriend at the time, mm-hmm, the light kind of came on and I realized she was right and that he probably, you know, was. And he, I mean, because he was still a boy. And long story short, I got rid of him. I ended that relationship.
Oh, awesome. Let me tell you, out of all the things you told me that you did, I was so happy that you had got rid of him, got him out of your life. And, you know, and I basically co-signed everything you've done. I supported you and I'm so happy, you know, you took charge. So after you did all this, when did you decide to come back to me?
Well, I mean, it was about a month or a month and a half, you know, after breaking up with my ex, because, you know, girl, I still had to go through my feelings.
Okay.
So, you know, it was easier said than done.
Right, right.
To heal and do all sorts of kind of stuff. And, you know, I was going in and out and the breakup was kind of crazy. And so it was about a month or a month and a half after breaking up with my ex.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that when she came back, I welcomed her back with open arms. Like I do any female, I reject and say, hey, I'm not the one for you, or you're not ready. You know, I don't do that with an attitude, and I don't accept them back with a, oh, I told you you'd be back. I don't do any of that. I'm humbled and honored that they came back the second time and ready to do the work. So there's no attitude with me. There's no I told you so. I was happy to, oh God, I was so happy to hear that she dumped the boy, not the man, the boy she was dating, and decided to meet her halfway with her program. Now let me explain what I'm talking about. Because Nicole's life is revolved around the entertainment business, because she's a socialite, a social person. I had to take in consideration that, one, this is her business. This is how she makes her money. And I had to meet her halfway. I am strict. I must admit, I am strict. And when she came back, I met her halfway. And so I realized I had to create a program based upon her livelihood. And it's unfair for me to tell Nicole to go to bed at 11 p.m. when her business requires her to attend social events during that time. So, and, you know, drinks are involved. But I told her that for every glass of wine she has to drink 16 ounces of water before she goes to bed. So this is how I compromised. I said, okay, Nicole, if you're going to stay up all night long and you only get 4 hours of sleep, I'm going to need you to take a 2-hour nap. I know you all saying 2 hours is not a nap. In this case, yeah, I need her to recharge, because she did have time during the day to take a quick power nap. And so I know power naps are 20 minutes or 30 minutes, but in this case, I was like, 2 hours, she can give me that. And basically give her the water for every time she had a drink. And so everything was revised according to her plan, and she thought it was doable. You thought it was doable, right, Nicole?
I mean, yeah. I mean, when you met me halfway, because, you know, I ain't no nun, Dr. Keela. I know you be in bed at like 6 o'clock. Okay?
I do not.
You know, I can't be 6 o'clock. I just rolled over. Okay. So, I mean, you know, when you met me halfway, I was all in. And after being on the program for a month, you know, my cramps weren't as bad. And then my period was much, much better. And, you know, I was, you know, wasn't as moody from the PMS. Mm-hmm. So about 3 or 4 months after, you know, the world kind of turned better.
Okay.
You know, it was winter season, so I didn't really have to attend a lot more social events at night because things kind of slow down in the wintertime.
Okay.
And probably, you know, one or two nights, you know. And, you know, I got tired of peeing throughout the night, drinking all that water. So temporarily, I stopped my wine drinking.
Oh, awesome.
Cause I just had to keep getting up and go pee. It was just not fun. So about 3 or 4 months later, my periods went down from like, I went like 7 days to like 5 days and then like the 4 days.
Wow.
And then there were no more really heavy days. And then, you know, that stopped completely. And then my cramps were gone.
Wow. Okay. That was great. What about the PMS?
Oh, that was gone like after 2 months. I'm always a pretty sociable person, but I was a happy woman doing my menstrual cycle. You know, the moodiness was gone. I wasn't having no crazy menstrual cuss people out moments.
Now, normally you were supposed to have a follow up with me, but you didn't schedule one immediately. Now tell the audience what you did instead.
Oh, okay. So instead of following up with you, I decided to go get another ultrasound.
Okay.
And this time, honey, I had to go find me a female doctor. Okay?
I know, that's right.
Who's in my situation. And, you know, she was a gynecologist. And she, you know, had some, she didn't believe hysterectomies were the answer to fibroids. And she, you know, she kind of was supportive of, like, naturopathic herbs and stuff like that, even though she, you know, of course, you know, value medicine over there. But she wasn't knocking, you know, happy.
Right, right, right. And, you know, it's so freaking rare to find a gynecologist who not only support herbal regimens outside of their medical practice, because, you know, they always believe in, well, no, let me go ahead and put you on Lupron, or let me give you the Depo Provera shots, you know. And I'm so tired of hearing all of these unnecessary surgeries for hysterectomies, which is 98% of the women who have received hysterectomies, and it was done unnecessarily. You know, it wasn't done for cancer. It was done for fibroids. And, you know, now you and I both know, and some of our audience know, that you don't have to get a hysterectomy to take care of fibroids. So actually, I'm very happy that you found a female doctor who was not supporting hysterectomies or not pushing them upon you.
No, she wasn't pushing upon me. I mean, you know, like I said, she, you know, I kind of told her, you know, that I went to a doctor, whatever. I mean, went to a naturopathic doctor, and, you know, I mean, and she wasn't like totally like poo-pooing the situation. She was just like, let me know how that works, you know,
right.
That kind of deal. But she really wasn't like, she was like, there are so many alternatives to having a hysterectomy. So she really wasn't down with that.
Okay.
But, I mean, anyway, like I got my results and I couldn't believe it. Like I was like, whoa. So like the 3 out of my 4 fibroids were gone. And then the one that was left was only like 2 centimeters. Like I got the results and I sent you a copy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Appointment.
Now when I got the copy, now here it is. Let me put you all in my side of the, on my side of the fence for a second. Here it is, was a beautiful young lady who was rebellious at first. I released her. And she came back.
Why I gotta be rebellious? Rebellious makes me sound like a teenager.
Okay, okay. She was resistant to change.
Yeah, there you go.
And so when she came back, you know, I was like, okay, I'm gonna meet her halfway. Because let me tell you something. Nicole taught me something too, all right? She taught me to not be so black and white and stay on the straight and narrow. You got to meet people where they are. And so she's, and like she said here in the interview, is like, everybody can't be like you, Dr. Keela. And it's true. You know, I do have an extreme strict lifestyle that benefits me, but I must admit it has been Nicole and people like Nicole, but Nicole started this journey where I begin to open my mind and really compromise and not be so strict and meet women where they are. So I am so, so, so proud of her. And I just was so impressed how she got rid of 3 of the 4 fibroids, because the largest fibroid, which was the intramural fibroid, was about 7 or 8 centimeters. The other ones were smaller than that, but they're gone. The largest one went down from 7 to 8 centimeters down to 2 centimeters. And so now She is actually, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, that fibroid was degenerating, which means it was dead or dying. And dead or dying fibroids will always shrink away completely. So when she sent me a copy, I was like, wow, she has really done her work. And basically, I said, well, she doesn't need me anymore, because when we had the final consultation, our last consultation, I gave her a life regimen. And a life regimen consists of, this is how you live your life without living a life that invite fibroids back into it again. So I tell women what to do to make sure that the fibroids don't redevelop. And then I release them in good standing. So, you know, the first time it was like released under the conditions that you come back when you're ready. And this time it's like, you're released in good standings. You're locked in at the same price. You know, so let's say, for instance, she wanted to do a follow-up 5-6 years ago. This is how I reward clients for doing a job. Whatever price they paid 5, 6, 7 years ago, they still pay that price. It's just a way of me rewarding them. So, Nicole, your last consultation with me, you know, you had your last consultation with me where I released you on good standings. Which was last year about...
It was April 2013.
Okay, mm-hmm. Right. It was April 2013. Now, have your fibroids returned?
No. I went to my awesome and fabulous OB-GYN. and my uterus was fibroid free.
Okay.
And the 2-centimeter one... left. It's gone. It was gone by summer of that year, and I haven't had any since.
Awesome. So your health is good, your uterus is fibroid free, and your life is back to normal. So what about your love life? What's happening in that department? Come on, tell it.
You know what? You know, I am dating an amazing man, and he's very well balanced. He works out a lot, but he's very supportive. He has his stuff together. You know, brother with a job, you gotta love it. you know, and he really is. He's a great dude. He's a great provider. And you know, we have conversations. I mean, we actually talk, and we talk about health, and we talk about where we want to go.
So no arguments. You're having conversations.
We disagree, but we're not arguing. It's not like what we disagree about is stuff like, you know, well, I don't want to go eat that. I want to go eat something else. You know?
Oh, okay. So, I mean, love having those disagreements.
We disagree, but you know, he's amazing. He's awesome. And, hell, we get married.
Yes!
We married. Yeah.
Yay!
And I think that's important to note, because at first, like when you first said it to me, when we first met, I kept thinking, you know, like, why is she hating my relationship? What's she trying to tell me? What is she mad? You know? And it was crazy, because it wasn't, you know, as time kind of went on, it was like, wait a minute, She's not talking about you being in a relationship. Right. She's talking about what you're in right now that's affecting you. So, you know, it took me a second to pause and be on someone like, because at first when I couldn't hear you at first.
Right.
Like, oh, she don't want me to be in a relationship. I'm not about to be miserable because she don't want me to get none, you know, that kind of deal. And so it's just, you know, and I can appreciate that. I can appreciate, you know, wanting to promote health and positivity, you know, throughout a relationship, and not the premise of no, don't have a relationship. I think that's why I guess in rehab, they tell you not to, until you can heal yourself or until you can fix yourself, then being in a relationship really doesn't help you, because you draw to yourself what you are.
Exactly. So, oh, yes.
I appreciate that.
See, Nicole, it's not that I didn't want you in a relationship. Absolutely not. I want all of my clients, and I have mostly female, but even the males that come to me, I want them all to be in loving, healthy relationships. But when you are in an unhealthy relationship, especially if it's toxic, it's going to have a direct effect on your health. And so this is why I'm so thankful and grateful that you're doing this. interview slash testimony, because I want women to listen to this and know that if you are not ready to be told the truth about your personal life, if you're not ready to be told this is not the man for you, or you need to forgive yourself for what you did and this and that and the other. Because I have a lot of women who either had an abortions and they put guilt on themselves, or they blame themselves. Also, women who their fathers were not there, and so they end up getting into a relationship where it reminds them of the rejection that they got or they felt as a little girl from their father. Let me just say this. It has nothing to do with judgment or anything. I'm just pointing to you and I'm pointing out, listen, this is the root cause. This is the psychological cause of your fibroids. Holistic health is the body as a whole, mind, body, and spirit. I'm not going to tell you to pop some herbs and then not deal with your diet, which Nicole is railing. But let me just say this. In Nicole's situation, it's rare that I get a client like her that has a good diet. I don't normally get that. So we didn't have to do a lot with her eating, but a lot of other women I do. So then you got to understand it has to deal with what you're eating, but it also has to deal with what you're thinking, what your emotional body is all about. And it's not that I did not want her to be in a relationship. I wanted with the boy, because I still call him a boy. The things he was doing was this boy behavior. I wanted her to be happy in the relationship she is now. And so, Nicole, do you think, you know, one of the things, because you did a lot of work before you came to see me, and which kind of gave me the easy job of just finishing up. Do you think that a lot of your healing and help, or shall I say, no, scratch all that. Do you think that one of the key reasons why you attracted your king, your man, is because you actually realized that the relationship was supplying where you were at the time, vibrational wise? Did that make sense, what I just said?
Well, you know, my thing is, I think that, you know how they say that you are what you eat?
Yeah.
You are what you sleep with too.
Okay.
You know, yeah, and like relationships, you know, magnify or reflect something you have going on from within you, you know? And I think a lot of times, you know, women don't pay attention to that. Well, we'll think that, you know, if you have self-esteem issues, you're going to get somebody that magnifies that, whether it's through cheating or whether it's through baby mama drama or right. whether it's through all of that kind of stuff. Right. And then, you know, my thing was, you know, my career was, you know, just up in the air, and I couldn't figure out which way I want to go because I had so many different opportunities and decisions. And the one thing that I was sure about was him, but he was wishy-washy. And so I found myself, you know, reflecting a lot of the stuff that was outside, that was other stuff that was going on from within me that I was reflecting, because he was just the mirror of those things.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, my mom used to say, you know, if something happened once, shame on, you know, them. But if it happens twice, two or three times, shame on you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then my aunt used to say that, you know, the universe gives you 5 senses and God don't tell you to be stupid with all of them.
I never heard that before. Seriously. I love that.
So that's my thing, where I was like, okay, I got to start paying attention to stuff, you know, and you know, we do the whole me against us against the world, but everybody can't be saying the same thing and everybody can be wrong. You know right. what I'm saying? And right. then it doesn't even really matter what other people tell you. It's those nagging and quiet voices that we know within ourselves that eat us up from the inside, and then that start to manifest themselves into sicknesses inside of our bodies.
Right, right, right.
You know, and so, you know, that's the things that I had to learn and I had to come to, and you were a reflection as well. And so I want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
You know, and it was a really, really important lesson learned. And so, you know, I mean, honey, being on the path to the kingdom, and dealing with grownups are important. You know, grown men is important, honey.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know, it's important business dealing with a grown man.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so, yeah, and I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Awesome. So first, let me just say, once again, thank you from the bottom of my heart to the top for doing this interview. And before we leave, I just want to know, is there anything, you have any final words to say to the females out there listening right now who have fibroids?
Besides, go see Dr. Akilah.
Yeah, besides, that's a given. Come see or get a consultation with me. But
you know what? I would say this is that, you know, it's more than just, like, we look for quick fixes all the time, mm-hmm. you know, and we look to, you know, to get to take one pill, you know, or one drink, one thing, a drink or whatever. And our emotional lives and the behaviors that we learn, we didn't learn those overnight. Those are long processes, and we don't give our health and our bodies the same type of respect and process that we give all the other and ourselves the ability to unlearn all the behaviors that we learned in the first place. And so I would definitely say that, you know, that a Dr. Akilah or any other doctor can only, you know, show you a path that it's up to you to walk it. And that at the end of the day, you have to be able to look yourself in the mirror and live with the choices and decisions that you made when you're not doing right by your body and your health.
Oh, wow. That was perfect. I know. I'm impressed, Nicole. I taught you well, girl.
I learned from the best.
Well, Nicole, once again, thank you so much for granting me this interview and also giving a testimony. And I look forward to, hey, I know you're not a client of mine anymore, but just stop by sometimes when I'm in Atlanta and say, hey, and, you know.
Yes, and I'll bring the drinks that I know you don't drink.
All right.
So now you see what I'm talking about, right? Good times, good times. And I'm usually like that. I'm usually that laxed with my clients, especially if they're very humorous. And Nicole has a wonderful sense of humor. She's really, really fun to talk to. But I really love the fact that you all got a chance to see the other side of my fibroid shrinking testimonials. A lot of them don't tell you everything because it's not enough time. And I also have to guide them and say, okay, remember to say this, remember to say that. But unless I'm there to ask them specific questions, or unless they're used to being interviewed or given testimonials, they're not going to mention these things. And it's so important that you all understand, one, I don't accept everybody. If I feel that we're not a perfect fit, I will give you your money back and send you on your way. Sometimes I'll say, come back when I think you're ready, or come back, not when I think you're ready. Well, I guess it is when I think you're ready, but come back when they know they are truly ready to do the work. And if they are not ready to do the work, then they don't need to come back. Also, I let them know if we're just unequally yoked. There's some women, it just would never work between us. And I'll say, this is not going to work. I'm sorry. And I will refund their money back. And then I will not abandon them. I'll say, here, you need to go to this queen. You need to go to this doctor. You need to go to this person. I'm not the one for you. And that's okay. I don't want you all to think it's a bad thing or take that as rejection. You're just not meant to be with everyone. And you can't only think about this with relationships, where you understand that you may pair up with someone who you may want as a partner, and you find out they're just not the right person for you. You don't take that as offense. So you shouldn't take it as offense when you go to a holistic healer and you two just don't gel well. You're not going to heal. So what's the point? And this is what I wanted Nicole's testimony to convey, and I think she did a great job. Also, I want to say is that another thing I love about this interview is that Nicole showed that it's all about emotions as well. It's not about popping a pill, and I've been trying to say that for years, years and years and years. You can't just pop a pill and think it's going to be okay. It's more, it's deeper than that. And she drove it home. So I'm so, so thankful, Nicole. Nicole, if you're hearing this, thank you, sweetie. I really, really appreciate what you have done. And I'm sure a lot of women will learn a lot just from your testimony. Now, ladies, I have been booked for months for phone consultations and online consultations. And here in Germany, you know, not so much booked up, but I am booked for 2 weeks in advance. However, when I'm in America, I'm like completely booked during my entire stay during the winter season. So it's okay if I'm booked up, because what you can do instead is join the online video series, because when you pay for that, when you pay to see the video where I tell you everything, I hold nothing back. I tell you how to shrink your fibroids. I tell you exactly what type of herbs to take based upon the type of fibroids you have. I go into specific details how you got them. I tell you, if anybody has ever been through my video series, they will tell you I give so much information that it's really hard to digest it all in one day. Hence why you're given 5-day access to these videos, because it's a lot to take in. I am letting it all out. I am not holding anything back. And once you get all the information that you need from the videos, you are given a test. You pass the test with an 80 above. And let me just say, so far, everybody's been getting A+. So apparently the test is too easy and we're not going to change it. We want you all to learn, and the test will reflect that. Okay. And so once you pass, you get access into the HOWL Forum, which stands for Healing Our Womb. And that will basically get you in touch with me, because I am the administrator of the HOWL Forum. It's a forum and site, but this is where you get unlimited access to me. You get to ask me any kind of questions as much as you want, as often as you want. So those of you who have been trying to call on the phone and say, I can't get you on the phone, Dr. Keela, I don't know what your email address, you won't get me on the phone. You'll never get me on the phone unless you have paid for a phone consultation. And also, you will never get my email address, because I have made my email address private. I only give it to those who have had a phone or online or in-person consultation with me. No one else is allowed this email address. And if, say, for instance, somebody got a hold of it, well, if they're not on my contact list, that email will never get through. So this is how you can get in touch with me. Personally, privately, I am your captive audience with the How Tribe Forum. And the site in itself is just so awesome. It's just full of information, from recipes to videos to audio files. I mean, we have so much in that site for you. But the biggest thing is that I'm there to assist you and to answer your questions and to guide you along the way. And we have such a huge support group. All of the women here support one another, and you can't come off the internet streets, as I say, and join it. The only way to join the HOWL Tribe Forum is by having a phone in person or online consultation with me, or by going through the class. Otherwise, you can't get in. The HOWL Tribe Forum is exclusive to the women who have been through my program. So it's an exclusive membership. It's an exclusive site that is for all of us to support one another. And I am going to be the coach to coach you along the way to make sure that you accomplish your goals, okay? All right, beloved, thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so glad we had this time together. Anywho, I am going to leave you. I will see you all next week. So let me say this. Yeah, I want you all to have a blessed day, and I leave you as I approach you with the blessings of love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. Have a good one.